the book Hebrews, part 22. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, or require the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was written or translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, which I have a couple of Bibles available, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, international, plus 27 number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. I please urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. And there's quite a few, which is very important for you to do the studies as well. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 611 King James Bible ready, a notepad, and a pen. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are very, very, very welcome. I trust that this study session will be a blessing unto you. In the name, above all other names, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. And I'm going to read verse 14 again. Hebrews 1 verse 14. Are they, now it's a question. Are they all the other angels, not all ministering spirits, sent forth to the earth to minister for them the bride of Yahushua, who shall be heirs of salvation? Who's going to be heirs of salvation? The angels. Everyone were born again through the Ruach and of water. The Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, of water, in the name of Yahushua and of the Holy Spirit. You shall be heirs of salvation. You only become heirs of salvation through the blood of Yahushua on the cross. But to become bride, you need to have a garment, a wedding garment on. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29 says, and those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins have clothed themselves with Yahushua. There is no Greek, no Gentile, free man, nor slave, man nor woman. We are all part of the promises of Abraham, even the ladies. The Bible says that Yahushua has got no desire that we be circumcised by our flesh, but by our minds, our cardinal minds, which is our soul's dimensions. This must be circumcised. There's no use in being circumcised in your flesh. Do we understand now that we today, as part of the bride of Yahushua, are heirs of everything that Yahushua was an heir of? Every promise that was made to Yahushua becomes my promise and your promise. It becomes a reality the moment that we were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins, in the name of Yahushua. Alright. Have you received something in this part of our study of Hebrews 1? We've just finished with Hebrews 1 verse 1. Right to Hebrews 1 verse 14. Actually, it should be so easily understand and to be understand where the sun comes from. I'm sure if I have a class of young people between the age of 14 and 16, and I would walk with them through this study, step by step, as I have done with you, who are adults. I'm sure they will understand what I have said, what I've explained to them. And all I've done, I've given you the word as it's written, by and just adding certain words, not to change the Bible, but just to make the revelation easily understandable. You understand that? That's all I've done. This is an ancient scripture from 2,000 years ago, which Apostle Paul understood when he wrote it. It wasn't written in a mystery. It wasn't something that was sealed up. The problem here was that when about 600 years, well, just more than 600 years ago, when Protestantism was born, they haven't educated the teachers and the preachers and the pastors and whoever you want, the theologians, they didn't understand the scripture. It wasn't revealed unto them. Because the Bible says, I revealed myself unto whom I will. And sitting here listening to the revelation word, because this is revelation word, reading between the lines. And from here on, we're going to read a lot between the lines. Figurative speech. There's not a lot of figurative speech in Hebrew 1. It's actually straightforward. That, and it's well understandable now, or understood, that the Son did not exist from the beginning with the Father. The Father first spoke angels. This angel of Yahweh, our Elohim, who was in a wrestle match with Jacob. The messenger of Yahweh, the angel of Yahweh, sent to Moses and to different of the prophets of old. He says, and the angel of the Lord. Lord only was a word that was created in the 13th century, what comes originally, which was Yahweh, which the Catholics between 100 and 127, when they created the Gospels, changed from Yahweh to Kyrios and Theos in Greek. First it was Kyrios in Greek in the 2nd century, and then Theos in the 4th century. And then he became Lord, which was God, Lord. And then he became Lord in the 13th century. It was never his name. So today we understand how the Son came into existence. He was part of a group of angels who didn't follow Lucifer, which was Satan. He became Satan. His angel name was Lucifer in the English Bible. And when he was cast out of heaven, he became Satan. Devil, evil one, father of lies. And these other angels didn't join up with him. And among all these angels was one angel, which was the angel, and I'm going to use the 1611 King James Bible, was most probably the angel of the Lord, which was a special angel, the messenger. Angel means messenger. We are busy with the study about the book of Revelation, the revelation of the book of Revelation. Go onto the internet or go to my website, and go start from Revelation 1, Revelation part 1. The revelation of the book Revelation part 1. That's the full title. The revelation of the book Revelation. And in the first chapter you will see that the Bible says that angels in Revelation are messengers. For every church age, there were seven church ages. We are living in the seventh one. For every church age, there was a messenger. Alright. And different other angels who were messengers. So an angel is a messenger. So this special angel, who was Yahweh's special messenger, that he used through the Old Testament, when he had his day, when he had to put his plan, his redemption plan, into action, he exalted this angel. And he gave him a name above every other name. To whom of the other angels did he say, "Today you are my son, I've begotten thee"? Begotten means I've glorified thee, I lift you up, I've exalted you. And then he calls him an Elohim, a God. And he says to the other angels, "You must worship him." So now we understand that the Father never gave birth to the Son. There's a scripture that says, "Before all things the Son were." It's right. Before all things the Son were. He existed. Now, Prof, now you are contradicting yourself. No. He existed in the mind of the Father. Before all things were the Son. Before all things. What things? Before the earth. Before there was any other angels. Before the Son already was part of the plan in the Father's or Yahweh our Elohim's, the creator of heaven and earth, in his mind. Because he says in Hebrews 1, he was the blueprint. When you want to build a house, you need a plan. And before you have a plan drawn, you buy your piece of land where you want to build your house, and you and your wife will go there with pegs and lines, and you will lay out the whole house. You will heat in pegs here, and this will be the lounge, and that will be the dining room, and that will be the kitchen, and we want four garages, and this must be a quarters, and this must be the bedroom, and this must the main bedroom, the ensuite, and four other bedrooms. And then, having that all laid out, like you will lay in your bed tonight, you will say to your wife, "I want to change the garages. Tomorrow we will change the garage." So, having this in his mind, or in your mind, you will change it around. You will play with it, till you have your final idea that you want. And then you will invite an architect to come and draw up plans. More or less, what you have laid out. And this is what is happening in Hebrews 1 verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 and 3. He was in the mind. Before all things, he already was in the mind. As you and I will lay out the foundation, even before there was even a plan drawn, we would have had that, and it was in our minds. Without even having one ditch dug, or one foundation dug. When you lay in your bed at night, you already have see this house, how it's built. A double story is built. You even see the colors it's painted. But there's nothing. There's absolute nothing. There's a couple of pegs with some lines, rope, string that you have laid out the house. But in your mind, laying on bed at night, yourself and your wife has painted that house already. And tomorrow morning when you get up, your wife will say, "I don't want the kitchen there. I want the kitchen this way." And you will go and change that. Why? It's in your mind. But it hasn't been built. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Son was before everything in the mind of the Father. And then He created the angels. He spoke to angels. They are spoken beings. He didn't use His hands to make them. Spoken beings. They are messengers and flames of fire, says the Word. So the Son, Yahushua, was in existence before anything was, but in the mind of the Father. And then He used an angel, His angel, and He begat Him, He lifted Him up, He glorified Him, He exalted Him, and then He called Him My Son. I will be a father unto you. He wasn't His father before. And you will be My Son. Now I want to give you homework. I want you to go back, take Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 14. Read it through slowly in your own time. But before you start, you pray. And you say, Yaffa, my Elohim, reveal the scripture to me as it is meant to be. In the name of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahushua, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.